left off discussing the Tosos and the Afiral from the days. The Gemara quotes a Braisa regarding Mashud Roshosa, where the Braisa tells us simply, he bit Saratza Poletzes. The Gemara is bothered by seemingly an obvious difficulty that why would we insist on a twofold Chalitza, one to her and one for the Tzara? So the Gemara says, he bit Saratza Salkadaifa, could that possibly be? The Gemara says, certainly not, but Ohi, O Tzarasa. And therefore, one Chalitza is done. And that indeed would exempt. So the Gemara says the notion that somehow we would insist on a chalitza to her, a chalitza to the tzar, is something that really is not at all reasonable. Tosus is bothered that it's more than reasonable. No, that really should be the shura sadin. Why exactly is that true? Because of the sugya later on Daf Chavav, where the Gemara discusses a chalitza psula. A chalitza psula. Chalitza psula can take one of two forms. One possibility of a chalitza psula simply is as follows. Up until the chalitza, everything was intact. Everything was good to go. But you know what? Somehow, in the act of chalitza, someone dropped the ball. Something was done inappropriately regarding the maisa chalitza. And that, literally, it's a chalitza psula. Something was possible within the chalitza itself. We discussed earlier in the year a very, very fundamental machlokes, the Rambam Mukayosef, the Rambam Perigdalef, Chazimu Chalitza. One example, the Rambam writes of a chalitza psula, something which is stunning. Chalatz beino bein atzmo. The chalitza was done, but you know what? He was there, she was there, but there were no edim. There were no edim at all. Wow, that's a chalitza psula. As opposed to, obviously, it's not a full chalitza kshera. As opposed to lo osa v'lo klum, the Rambam begins by telling us, you know what? There's a chalitza kshera, a chalitza psula, and there's something that in no shape or form resembles a chalitza. It is zero. It is zero. A chalitza psula is not insignificant. A chalitza psula would mean that kevan shechalat shuv lo yivne. After all, yivum is no longer possible. And a chalitza psula that sugya that chavav means that, you know what, the result of the chalitza is the zika is paka. In such a case, any of the women can go ahead and remarry. That's the sugya and daf chavav. That really is not true. If you have a chalitza psula, it is not going to allow the others to remarry. But somehow an additional chalitza indeed has to be done. So one example of a chalitza psula was that there was something invalid about the chalitza. So the Rambam writes, you do chalitza without edim. And Mugi Yosef immediately objects. No, that's nothing, that's nothing. After all, isn't that a sugya? Gedushna samachay, mekadish beino beina, inam kodeshes. No one is there. The chassan gives a ring to the kala. That's not a kedushin at all. You need edus lakima davar. So that really is true. How can you argue a chalitza without edim is absolutely zero? And that great chiddush of Reb Chaim that you see from the Rambam, that there is no need for edus lekima davar when it comes to chalitza, even though as a result of yibum nases ki ishto lechal davar, and as a result of chalitza, there's a heter l'shuk, but nonetheless, unusual. Yibum chalitza does not require edim. Why is that true? Because that chiddush of Reb Chaim, not for now, but Eidus Lekimadar is a function of Das Davar Sheva Erva, and Yim Chalitza does not require Das Davar Sheva Erva. After all, Havol Yavimta, Ben Meshogeg, Ben Memezid, Ben Ma'onis, Ben Beratzom. So therefore you don't eat Eidim. Okay, Yosef writes, that certainly is not true. There can be various Psule Chalitza, but Chalitza Beinah Beinah is zero, it's nothing. That really is not our case. Here we're dealing with a case where the Chalitza was done appropriately. Chalitza was done. No one dropped the ball. No one somehow didn't do the chalitza as it should have been done. But you know what? The situation was problematic. Not the chalitza. The zika. The zika was maybe kosher zikasa. Maybe the zika was impaired. It's not a chalitza absolutely because there was anything wrong with the chalitza, but rather the circumstances that now warrant the chalitza are imperfect. Something is not intact. Something is impaired. What would an example of that be? Oh, so that's sugya daf chavav beis tells you the following. Let's assume you have three brothers. Two of them are married to two sisters. And both of them die. Okay, both of them die. So, you know, so this surviving brother has a real achrayus. No? After all, yibum chalitza. No, there's a problem here. No? Because the brother of B, brother C, these women are sisters. They're women. I know that there's a gili arayus of achos ishta. This is not really achos ishta. None of them are married to the first brother, the surviving brother. But there is a zika. This is not achos ishto, but this is achos zikukasa. Achos zikukasa. And if we assume that there is a concept of yesh zika, that means, you know what, I'm going to view the current relationship now of zika as a semi, as a quasi ishus. In such a case, maybe one could argue, just as there is a gili arayas when it comes to achos ishto, you know what, to an extent, there is a prama achos zikukasa as well. Achos zikukasa as well. And if that really is true, you know what? We're not going to allow for Yibum, but we'll insist on Chalitza. So a great, great Kiddush. That's Sugin al-Kavav. That's a Chalitza Psul. Not because the dying was not careful and the Chalitza was not done properly. It's because the situation is that, who are these women? The Achos HaKukaso. In such a case, that is considered to be the problem. So that is another model of a Chalitza Psul, where the circumstances give rise to a chalitza that somehow is called a chalitza psula. Okay? And therefore, what is the halacha in such a case that the chalitza of the achayos will not be poteris, sarasayim? Well, so therefore, one chalitza is not going to be sufficient. If the chalitza will be done to a strange wife, then yes. But if chalitza will be done to them, you know what? It doesn't result in a tzuret saros. What exactly is the definition of such a case of chalitza psula? So Rashi writes the following, where yibum is out of the question. She'im ratza liyabim eno yachal. That's what Rashi writes. Da'chafav v'mezer mascha ela. So you can have a chalitza psula where the chalitza was done b'psul. You can have a chalitza psula because there's no possibility of yibum. She'im ratza liyabim eno yachal. Eno yachal. Wow, that's Rashi's definition. Whoa. The Gon writes on that daf, there in the Hagal Sagra, Chavav Medbeis, the same is true of the Rambam Shita. The same is true of the Rambam Shita. Where is that Rambam? The Chosibum, Perek Zayin HaLachiyud. The Rambam writes something stunning. The Rambam goes even above and beyond. Above and beyond. You know what? You have cases where a woman or the women are forbidden to the Avon. What would an example of that be? Let's assume, for example, Shneos. Let's assume Chavei Lavin. Let's assume Chavei Esei. No, that's what the Rambam writes. Let's assume a brother dies, and this woman, right, is forbidden to, it's forbidden to the Avam. Forbidden to the Avam. Wow. Maybe it's a case of Shnias Larayas. So you later end up Chav Aleph. Or the same case we end up Chav, Chavei Lavin, Chavei Lavin, where we don't allow Bir Rishona. Or Chavi Esei, or also the Kiyum Esei could be Docha Yisr Esei, but Midrabananat. Oh, so these are cases where there's an Isser Drabanan between the Avam and the women. The Rambam writes, you know what? So Chalitza. The Rambam says, that's a Chalitza Psula. That's a Chalitza Psula. And if it's a Chalitza Psula, Enam Potros Sarasayan. Enam Potros Sarasayan. Why is that called a Chalitza Psula? You know what the answer is because Poshav Shab, the Gon is assuming, like Rashi, and that is Shimratz of the Yabim in a Yachal, because Yibum is not done. So when you have a Zika, and there's no Yibum but Chalitza, you know what? Chalitza Psula. And therefore, wow, Chalitza is necessary. It's not Potros Sorosein. Potros Sorosein. That's the Hagdara. Anytime you have a situation where Yibum cannot be done, and what about our case? And what about our case? After all, this woman is forbidden to the husband who died. And therefore, so this woman is forbidden to the Avam. Oh, so you know what? I would have said that's called a Chalitza Psula. I would have said that's called a Chalitza Psula. If it's a Chalitza Psula, you know what? You know what? He, Vitzarasa Chaletzes. Of course, of course. And the Gemara says, that's unreasonable. That should be the Shura Sadin. That should be the Shura Sadin. So why does the Gemara dismiss it and say that cannot be? It's obvious in the case of Makshut Rushasa that one chalitza, one and done, we're finished, we're finished. Why is that true? Why? And the Gemara dismisses that it cannot be. So Tosa says, you know what you see from here? That's not the definition of a chalitza psula. A chalitza psula does not just simply mean that, you know what, that imratza liyabim inuyacha. You know what a chalitza psula means? It means the following. Niklas shahazika. The Zika is impaired. The Zika is impaired. That's a Chalitza Psula. If the Zika, though, is intact, that would not be the case. Let's assume, for example, a Kohen dies. You know what? And one of the brothers is a Kohen Gadol. And let's assume this was min ha'erisin. Okay, so you know what? Esed ochalosa say midra banana. Let's assume it's mamash min ha'nisilim. So for this guy who's the Kohen Gadol, chavilav ha'esed, and then esed ochalosa say the zika is impaired. The zika is impaired. Why would the zika be impaired in that case? No? So if that really is true, so how can you call it a chalisa psula? So, Poshub Shat, not like Rashi, and Poshub Shat like the Rambam's. The Rambam's cases of Shnius or Chavi Lav and a Chavi Ese. Not true, not true. That's not a Chalitza Psula. What's a Chalitza Psula? Achos Kukoso. If this would be a case of Achos Isha, the Zika would bust, it would explode, no? See, so, you know, this is not Felicius, this is only Zika. But if you hold Yesh Zika, so therefore, you know what? What would be true? When it comes to Ochos Ishto, to an extent, that affects the very essence of the Zika. And therefore, the Zika is considered to be impaired. The Zika is considered to be impaired. Wow. If that's true, that's a case of Chalitza Psula, not just simply Ratzel Yabe Eino Yachol. No, it's not a pragmatic issue whether Yibum can take place. The question is, why can't Yibum take place? If Yibum cannot take place because of some external iser, some secondary factor, he happens to be a Kohen Gadol, you know what, then that would not impair the Zika. But that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. In that case, Nicholas, what is the great Chiddush of Tosus? It's a beautiful Hagdara. It's a beautiful Hagdara. But I'll tell you also, it's not so simple. Okay, I got that. You know what? I'm going to distinguish between cases of Achlus of Kukoso as opposed to a case of Amon of the Kohen Gadol. I got that. Where would you place Where would you place our Gemara? Where would you place our Gemara? Mashu Grushasa. That's so obvious that if that's the Hagdara, what category is Mashu Grushasa? I would say, oh, Mashu Grushasa was like, you know what, that one of the brothers happens to be a Kohen Gadol, and the Zika is fully intact. You know what I would say? Wait a second. But Mutala Sur, Abasul Okosh, that doesn't affect the Zika. That's not addressing the Nefila Le'ibum. That's not addressing the Nefila Le'ibum. You know, obviously, Tosus HaSadar is magnificent. But wait a second, to say that Mashu Grushasa falls on the side of Shnios or Chavilavn or Chaviese, or what do you mean? You're dealing with an illicit relationship between a husband and wife, and the husband dies. That's incidental. But Asla Lokoshkin is incidental. You know what I would argue? That just like there, the Ishus is the Isru Bavera, just like the Ishus is impaired, the Zika is impaired. I would argue, even if you agree with Tosus and Sagdara, but realize the application is considered to be a very, very significant Kiddush, okay? So that we have to, why would that be? Why would that be? Well, what's another option? So incredible. Mother Ashban Ar Sugya, right? Ramaskal Terizachi. The Rashba writes, you know what? Who says our Gemara would agree with that sugya nachavav? That sugya nachavav is not l'kuli alma. That sugya that says, you know what? Ooh, three brothers, two are married to sisters, two die. You know what? In that case, achosukukaso presupposes zika. That the current relationship right here now is comparable to Yishus. Who says that that's true? Who says that that's true? And that's a huge machlokes, whether yesh zika or ein zika. Yesh zika or ein zika. If you hold yesh zika, guess what? The krovna that would forbidden bishus or asher bezika. And if you assume that ein zika, that would not be the case. The Rashba just simply writes the following, in Achinami, that our Gemara is assuming. Ein zika. And that is what the Gemara is describing, adat chavav. But if you assume Ein Zika, well, what do you mean? The Brice is Mefurish. The Brice says, He Vetzarasa Chaletzes. It's a Brice. No, the Brice is, you know what the answer to the Gemara says? No. The Brice could be interpreted either and or. He Vetzarasa can mean the two of them, she and the Tzara, or she or the Tzara. So there's no Raya from the Brice. But you know the Rosh writes, this is exactly the Sugi of Zika. And therefore, Ein Achinami, that will assume Kamandamar, Ein Zika. And if you assume it's Tosus is Kiddush, that you know what? No. Our Gemara is a Chuli Amo. Because not every case where there's an Isser B is that called a Chalitza Psula. You have to have the type of iser that it impairs the zika, and now, atzarechiyon, now, why wouldn't I say that's true of mashe grushasa? In a case of mashe grushasa, it's so obvious, no niklisha hazika? Is that, why is that true? Why is that true? Number one, one could argue, look, when it comes to mashe grushasa, tumak ziba karayos, no? Number two, the Gemara is a kavachomer, but mutla asura, basalakoshkein. Those are secondary considerations. Tumak siva karayos is not niklisha zika, right? Basalakoshkein is not niklisha zika. Why would one argue? Why would one argue indeed that's true? Why would one argue indeed that that's true? Well, so I have to see why that would be the case. Right? I'll even tell you the following. Even though the Rambam, seems to be like Rashi Shita, that's the Gon point in Al-Chavav. Yeah, but the Rambam writes in Zayin Yud, the Rambam writes in Achalisa Psula, there's no Ptur Tzaros, and the Rambam writes, Shneos, Chavel, Chaviyasai. What does the Rambam say about Mashu Grushasa? What does the Rambam say about Mashu Grushasa? That's the Rambam in Vav Yud Gimel, where the Rambam writes that Yeram Mashu Grushasa requires Chalisa, and Potros Satsaros saying, well, you know what? Even the Rambam is going to have to deal with Tosos Kasha. No? This distinction that we mentioned, maybe Rashi would disagree, but when Tosos, Mineo Bey, Niklisha Hazika, and our Gemara also Niklisha Hazika. You know what? It's incredible. That even Mineo Bey within the Rambam sheet, the one is going to have to come up with some type of teretz. Because after all, the Rambam seems to paskin differently in the case of Mashu Grushasa as opposed to the case of Shneos and Chavi Lav and Chavi Esay. So why should that be? Why should that be? In these cases, I would tell you, that sounds very reasonable to me that indeed would be the instance. Well, let me go a step further. What's the case of the Sota Vadai? So we pointed out who the Sheet of the Raivid. Now, the Sheet of the Raivid. The Raiva writes, at the end of the day, when you work out our sugya that we learned, and the sugya in Sota and Dafe, you know what the Raiva writes? The bottom line is, even a Sota Vadai Choletzes. Even a Sota Vadai Choletzes. After all, because this is an Eishas Eishas Insa, but an Eishas Eishas Insa, Milo Bayagita, don't you need a get? So if you need a get, why would you exempt from Chaletza? So the Raiva Shita is that, you know what, a sota vada is choletzes. But the rabbi is mefurish that choletzes means choletzes. You know what choletzes means? Ohi otzarasa choletzes. The rabbi is chiddush in a sota vada, you require chalitza. So you know what that means? Do chalitza. Do chalitza to all the women? No. Ohi otzarasa. Oh yeah. Wow. So now you have a case, even according to Ravid as well. Our Gemara Mashu Grushasa, and the Ravid regarding a sota vadai, where we say choletzes dahainu. Ohi otzarasa. What happened to chalitza psula? That sounds unusual. You're dealing with a case, for example, of Chavilav and Chaviyasei Shneos. We're going to say, Tzarech Chalitza Mikol HaNashim. That's called a Chalitza Psula. Because a Chalitza Psula Tosa says that impairs. And Sota Vadei does not impair. And a Mashu Grushasa does not impair. Why would one assume that that's true? Why in the case of Sota, according to the Ravid, we wouldn't say Niklisha Zika, the whole issue is the Isser Badeir, there's a Chiv Lagarsha, but the whole marriage is considered to be absolutely intact. That sounds like a Chiddush. Why indeed would that be the case? Well. So perhaps one has to suggest the following. This is the possibility that the Karen Ohr discusses at length. We're used to assuming that when we discuss Zika, you know, there could be a single seamless Zika, and the Zika has to be satisfied through A or through B, through Yibam or Chalitza. Okay, so either you can build on the Zika Yibo, or you can go ahead and the Mafgir the Zika or the Chalitza. I understand. let me ask you the following. Is it possible to distinguish between the Zikas Yibum as opposed to the Zikas Chalitza? Is that so obvious? What is true regarding Yibum is true regarding Chalitza. And if Niklas Shahazika Lagabe Yibum, Niklas Shahazika Lagabe Chalitza, is that true? Is that necessarily true? That's the Chiddush that the Keren Oris suggests. That's a Chiddush that you find in the Chazon Ish Neven Ezer. And Kuf Chav Zayin, Sivkot Zayin. Is that so obvious? You're right. You know what? You have a woman, let's say according to the rabbi, she's a Sotah Vada, she's a Sfel Abal. I would tell you there's no greater weakening of the Zika than a Sotah Vada. I would say, Hura Zikasa, Niklusha Zikasa. Of course. The Zika's impaired. And therefore, do Chalitza. The Zika's Chalitza, is that impaired or is that intact? Am I forced to assume that the fact that Yibum is impossible, that means that the Zika's Chalitza is considered to be that which is impaired? So maybe one could argue that indeed is this Kiddush. That you know what? The Zika's Yibum is Pura, is Kalusha, Niklusha. But not necessarily when it comes to the Zika's Chalitza. Wow. Here you have a case of Mashu Grushasa, where you know what? That there's an Isser. There's an Isser within the Baal Nisha. That affects Yibum. Does that affect Chalitza? The Raiva, Sota Vadai, that affects Yibum. Does that affect Chalitza? Let me ask you the following. You have a case of Achosukukasa. Does that only affect the Zika's Yibum? Achosukukasa was only relevant to the Zika's Yibum? You know what I would say? In the case of Achos Isha, that's Gili Arayos. We're done. There's no Zika whatsoever. Do you need Chalitza? Of course you don't need Chalitza. Why not argue? Two brothers married two sisters. You know what? You can't do Yibum because Yibum is Gili Arayos. Do Chalitza. Kol she'eno ol Yibum Chalitza. Now, if the Zika is gone, there's no Zika's Yibum, there's no Zika. When it comes to, Achos Isha, that only affects the Zika's Yibum? To argue, you know what? Obviously, Yibum can't be done because it's a Sakari, so don't Yibum do Chalitza. No, you're not going to argue that if you have an Isser of Gid Arayos staring you in the face, so in such a case, there's no Zika's Yibum, there's no Zika's Chalitza. No? There's no Zika's Yibum, there's no Zika's Chalitza. Wow. That's very mistaber, no? Is that necessarily true of Mashu Grushasa? Is that necessarily true of a case of a Sota Vadai? That the Ishus is impaired Lagabe Gerishin? The Ishus is impaired Lagabe Chalitza? But if you have two sisters, you know what? Yeah. Enochinami. That Gilirayas means there's no Ishus whatsoever. Not there's no issues for this, but there's issues for that. So you know what I'm going to tell you? Okay, that's true Mikra Hadin. When it comes to two brothers marrying two sisters, obviously no one's going to say, don't do Yibum, do Chalitza. Of course not. You know what I'm going to tell you? To argue that Yei Zika, and what is true of, Achos Isha is true of Achos Zikukasa, means the Zika's Chalitza is impaired. Not only the Zika's Yibum is impaired, the Zika's Chalitza is considered to be impaired. And therefore, in such a case, you know what? I'm going to argue, that's a Chalitza Psula. That's not just a Yibum problem. That's a Chalitza Psula. And if Allah is Dav Chavav, that a Chalitza Psula, Tzarech Lachzor, Kol HaTzaros, Enochinami. So that would be true. In a case of Achosu Kukasa. But you know what? Who says that's true in a case of Sota? Who says that's true in a case of Mashu Grushasa? Here, you need Niklusha Hazika, but I would just add a word, Niklusha Zikas Chalitza. Niklusha Zikas Chalitza. And the fact that you can tell me, Yibum is Asa, that's not necessarily a Raya. That's a starting point. That's not necessarily a raya to assume that that's true? Well, that's a heavy possibility. So I'll tell you, so the raya that says in a sota badai, that you know what, that you can't do yibum, but you're obligated to meet the raya to do chalitza, and the chalitza is ohi otsarasa. Why would the chalitza be impaired by the fact that she is a sota badai? Why would the chalitza be impaired? The fact that it's mashu grushasa. Yeah, but in a case of achus of kakasa, that's comparable to achosisha, in which case we say that, you know what, the zika is impaired. The zika sivum and the zika chalitza as well. Wow, so maybe that's an important chiddush. What's true then in the case of a sota vadai, according to the state of the rive, it is true, mashu grushasa, according to Tosos. So Tosos says, we're not just talking about isurim, we're talking about a case where you undermine the zika. Nichlusha zika, the zika is impaired. Oh, that's true. In those cases, that's not true in the case of sota, that's not true in the case of masha grusasa, ma grusasa. Wow, that's a fascinating possibility. Okay. Wow. I now, in order to go ahead and I would say to, you know, complete the loop, let's say now the Rambam Shita, So one is going to have to argue in the case of the Rambam Shita, what's the alignment then? In order to go ahead and to say that this is called a chalitza psula, you have to go into undermine. Oh, in the case of Masha Grushasa, but you know what, that there the Zika Sibam is out, but the Zika Chalitza is intact. And if that really is true, so therefore, Oha Otsarasa, so maybe that's true. After all, right, the Zika Sibum, right, is problematic, but the Schalika is absolutely intact. That's part of Osia Vimta Hashara. There is the Yavama that has a Zika for this and not a Zika for that. That's exactly what Gittel Marav. I'll give you a case where you have a woman where this and not that. The Gemara suggested, you know, maybe it's talking about Malkoin Gadol. The Gemara says, no, I say the Chalosa, say that really is not true. That really is not true. But it is true. Oh, that was the Kiddush Tosos. In cases where Midaraisa, that you can't have Yibum, but you have cases of Al Chalitza. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the Bach in Evan Ayers, I want you to see Kufayim Dalet. Yeah, but now what would you say about cases of Chavi Lavim or Chavi Esei or Shnios? Like, what would you say about those cases? So that the Rambam writes, a Chiddush, that the Rambam writes is called a Zika. Chalitza Psula. So, what exactly does that mean? Those Yisuri, the Rabbanan, are called a Chalitza Psula. And in Issa Darais, like Maksha Grushasa, is not. Why would I argue that's true? Oh, so that's the Chiddush that the Bach writes. The Bach writes the following. Let's say you have a case of Maksha Grushasa. So, you know what? There's a Din Darais that Maksha Grushasa is Chalitzas or Enomis Yabemes. Mashu Grishasa is Enomis Yabemes. Let's assume because, okay, Tumaksiva to an extent. Or Mutalanesra, Vasala Koshke. Okay. Midaraisa, there's no Yid. Midaraisa is Chalitza. You know what? The Chum didn't touch that. Midaraisa, Yibum no Chalitza, yes. Fine. Midaraisa, the Zikas Yibum is impaired, but the Chalitza Zika remains. We're good. What happens in a case of Chavilav? What happens in a case of Shnios? What happens in a case of Chaviesi? Here, you know what the Din Daraisa is. The Din Daraisa is that there should be Yibum. Midaraisa, the Zika is fully intact. But you know what? Rabbanon Gazru. The Chamim said, no. So you know what the Bach writes? When the Chachamim go ahead and say no, Gazru Afal HaChalitza, according to the Rambam. Gazru Afal HaChalitza. When the Torah says this, yes, and this, no, we're fine. The Torah says yes, but there's a need to have an Issur Rabbanan. There's a need to make a Gzeira, because after all, you're going to do what the Torah says, or you're going to allow us Chilas Bia and not Gemar Bia. Oyer Gamalas be Rishona be Yeshnia. So you know what? We are going to argue. No. Gozru. When Gozru Rabbanan, what exactly did they do? Oh, maybe one could argue the following. Maybe Gozru Rabbanan, only as far as Imu is concerned, and the Chalip remains pristine. Or maybe one could argue the following, that you know what? That no. You know what the Gzeirah Rabbanan is? That in such an instance that, no, there's no Yibum, Midrabban, it's Eino Oli Yibum, and therefore Eino Oli Chalitza. In the sense that the Chachamim Midrabbanan impaired the Zika. Not that the Chachamim, they forbade Yibum, and Chalitza remains fully intact. Midrabbanan, they took what would have been a full Zika, because technically, Esidu Chalosa say, but don't you dare do that, because Gazer bin Ashuna, you know what they did? They compromised. They compromised the Zika. If they compromised the Zika, that was the method by which the Chacham created the sister, the Rabbanan. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. That would affect not only Yibum, that would affect Chalitza. So what does it mean that Chacham were Gozer al HaZika? Number one, you can't do Yibum. Number two, that Tzarech Chalitza Mikol HaTzaros. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. When the Chacham created the Rishon Lezion, what did they do? Did they only rule on Yibum in isolation? Or did they impair the Zika across the board? No? They said, you know what, since, this is real unusual, we're going to demand Yibum, Yibum's only going to allow a Maisa be, and then we're done. So the Chacham, in that case, impaired the Zika. And if they impaired the Zika, one could argue that was impactful, effective, not only for the Yibum, and one could disagree. One can argue that's not true. They aser Yibum, but the Chalitza remained pristine. Or no, that which the Chacham did is to compare the case across the board. That's an important possibility. Well, okay, so that's part of...